The first question, though, when we talk about federal contractors and OFCCP regulations is, am I a federal contractor? Or questions maybe you've been asked is, do I qualify for these terrible, terrible burdensome obligations? So it's important to know what it is that qualifies these different entities for as a federal contractor for these purposes. So first of all, you have to have 50 or more full-time employees. And then there's a question of how much, if any, of your federal contracts, what they value, what the monetary value of those contracts are. If you have $10,000, so it's a pretty low bar, you are per se a federal contractor. But it's really only when you clear the $50,000 mark that you take on the more onerous obligations, as I'm sure many of you are aware. It's important then to have, you know, either you or your client do an audit of their contracts to determine whether or not they have federal contracts at all and what they total to. And you'd be surprised maybe by how many organizations have not done that and are surprised to learn that they, in fact, are on the hook and have been on the hook for some time for these different requirements that we're going to walk through. Another caveat here is a lot of times our clients tend to think, you know, I know my contracts, I know who I'm doing business with, I'm not doing business directly with the federal government, so obviously I don't have to total anything. That's not actually true, because subcontracts also can come into play. So you want to make sure that you are walking through your clients for the full breadth of contracts that may subject them to these obligations. So once you determine that you're dealing with a federal contractor, you are qualifying as a federal contractor, what happens then? There are a number of different requirements that are going to come into place. You're going to have hiring benchmarks. And we're going to take a look at some of that. The good news is they tend to be mostly aspirational. They're not really strict black and white requirements, but you're going to be, as a federal contractor, expected to effort towards and ideally attain certain percentages of your workforce